This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As a change of pace, I'd like for us to now go to the New Testament book of Mark. So far this year, we've read and studied the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, then the book of Matthew in the New Testament, then we covered the historical books of the Old Testament, Joshua through Esther. Before going on to the poetical books in the Old Testament, let's read the Gospel of Mark. If you haven't joined us in reading through the Bible in 2 years, why not start by going through Mark with us, 2 chapters a day? In Matthew, we consider Jesus Christ as the King above us. Mark presents Jesus Christ as the Commander before us. General Dwight Eisenhower committed the Allied forces to the Normandy mission in World War II when he uttered the fateful words, "Okay, let's go." In reading Mark, you will discover Christ as the commander before us calling out, "Let's go." The commander's job is to lead his subordinates in fulfilling his superior's orders. He is a servant and a master at the same time. As a servant, Christ had orders from above. According to Mark, he never disobeyed. Note the many action words as you read, typical of a faithful servant. As the master, Christ enlisted you to participate in the job he came into the world to do. His life is an example to follow. He was a faithful servant, and he demands that we follow in his footsteps. The privilege is ours, but so is the responsibility. Stand behind your great commander and let him lead you on to victory. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.